This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mayor Adams is looking to take some bold and controversial steps toward addressing mental illness in New York.
WCBS's Steve Burns is with us from City Hall. Steve, the mayor issued a new directive for responders dealing with the mentally ill. How is it different from the old policy?
Well, the old policy in the mayor's eyes just wasn't doing the job. Basically, the way the law was being interpreted, someone had to pose an imminent danger to themselves or someone else to justify authorities forcing this person into the hospital and into treatment. Now the mayor is saying, let's lower that standard, make it a little less restrictive. For someone to be forced into an evaluation now, they have to be presenting some kind of mental illness, and they have to be showing that they cannot meet their own basic needs. Now, this presents a whole series of questions. What kind of mental illness? What kind of basic needs? Reporters asked those questions and never really got any specifics. We kept hearing from the mayor and his staff that this will be a case-by-case kind of thing. It'll be an accumulation of factors, and first responders will actually have the help of a hotline. They can dial up trained clinicians who can make that call for them on the spot.
Steve, what kind of legal justification is there for this involuntary treatment?
That's where things get a little murky. The way the mayor's team is presenting this, the law is already on the books to do what they want to do here. It's just been interpreted in the wrong way until now. Now the mayor's looking to change that interpretation. He insists it is still within the bounds of the law. But at the same time, one of his asks is for lawmakers in Albany to outline this new specific language around basic needs in legislation. So the legal framework could be a little bit suspect here. The lawyers here were also very quick to point out that there is a due process element to this. If someone feels like they were unjustly committed, they can petition the court for a release. But the goal in the mayor's eyes here isn't just to get people into treatment. It's to give this continuum of care, more coordination between inpatient and outpatient services, so people aren't just released and left to fend for themselves.
Well, Steve, civil rights groups have to be a bit skeptical. What are we hearing from them?
They are indeed very skeptical. The New York Civil Liberties Union is out with a statement saying the mayor is playing fast and loose with the legal rights of New Yorkers. They do believe the mayor's overstepping the bounds of the law. And beyond that, they say this is just not an effective strategy for addressing mental health issues, that it's akin to sweeping the problem under the rug. The mayor has said that's exactly what he's trying to avoid doing here, but he says that change isn't going to happen overnight on this.
Thanks, Steve. WCBS's Steve Burns at City Hall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.